Embat Studios proudly presents Mad Movie Mayhem, DDOA 2019. Get your jingle on.
Empat presents you another scene. Guess the movie right. Get the points and add them to your total score. I don't know. That's the best I got.
Welcome to DDOA 2019, episode number 7. Mad Movie Mayhem. How you guys doing? I sure hope you're doing really awesome. I'm having a great time. I'm really enjoying this game, even though it's a joke. But hey, it's not a joke, because there's differences. Greatest Christmas movie ever. Yes! And maybe sequel. All right. Anyway. I don't know if you're playing yet, Kelly, by this point, but you haven't started yet. But you know, man, you know. I owe the idea to Mr. Kelly Van Voot, and he's like, yeah, maybe you should do it that way. It's like, that would be hilarious. So credit, Kelly, no show, Van Voot. All right, well, here we go. We're going to take this scene. This scene is a single character. Who are we going to get? We have Keanu. Oh, we haven't had him. Ooh, all right. Actually, I don't think we've had him much in the Star Trek one either. Yeah, I don't know. All right, okay. Well, I'm going to take a sip of this fine high-quality H2O, and I'm going to record this scene. Oh, that's better. Here we go. Security was tight today at Escalon Airport in the Republic of Valverde, where the government authorities report the deposed General Ramon Esperanza will be delivered for immediate extradition to the United States. Only 2 years ago, General Esperanza led his country's army in a campaign against the communist insurgents, a campaign fought with American money and advisors. Esperanza's fall from power caused ripples not only in his country's recent election, but for closer at home as well, when high-ranking Pentagon officials were charged with supplying him with weapons, despite the congressional ban. But mounting evidence that Esperanza's forces violated the neutrality of neighboring made Congress withhold funds. Funds which Esperanza is accused of replacing by going into the lucrative business of cocaine smuggling. Although Esperanza was removed as commander-in-chief earlier this year, the agreement to extradite him was not reached until yesterday, and Washington insiders say it was a phone call that made it happen. A phone call from an angry president.
There you go.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. There is the recording. It's out there. What movie is that scene from? I bet you can guess, but which one? I think it's hilarious. I just think it's so funny. And we can just have some fun with stuff. Just some fun with some scenes and everything like that. So anyway, this is episode number 7 in the can. Don't forget that the promo I keep playing, that's just a sample. Sorry, don't forget. I don't think I told you. The promo I'm playing, the one where I'm reading for Candy Cane Studios, that is for Denise. She's donating the art for the grand prize for the Star Trek contest. This one, however, you're just getting audio because I didn't do anything with her for as far as arrangements, but that's the kind of audio if you want to do like couple promos, like 2 promos or something like that. If you win, I'll cut them for you. I'll read the script. I'll say or do whatever voice that you want or the best that I can. And that is your grand prize. And if you're just playing for fun and don't care about winning, who are you? Why are you playing this game? No, I'm just kidding. All right. Oh, that's everything. So from all of us here at Masterpiece Audio Theater, wish you a good evening and a good night.
You have been listening to MBAT Studios' presentation of Mad Movie Mayhem, the Dog Days of Advent Edition 2019. Sound clips are from GarageBand and can be found in their samples library. We can be found on Facebook on the Masterpiece Audio Theater page, or at nimlas.org, or you can email us at jglangers.com. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 4.0 Unported License. Thanks for joining us.
Excitement, decoration. If you're looking for something to spruce up your walls and to liven up your decor, look no further than Candy Cane Studios. Yes, at Candy Cane Studios, where every work of art is a journey into the strange, the weird, and the abstract. Every art piece will make your friends go, "What in the world?" and be the conversation starter in those awkward parties you were forced to hold because Great Aunt Hilda took that convenient holiday to the Bahamas, leaving you to do all the party hosting this season. Here at Candy Cane Studios, we understand, and we're here to help. Shop now for that art piece that will make everyone question your life choices. Check out Denise's stuff over on Instagram at Lay Monsters and contact her at Candy Cane Studios at Outlook.com.